With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. A group of Republican lawmakers wants the Montana legislature to hold a special session in August to consider raising campaign contribution limits to be more in line with those in nearby states, or abolishing them altogether. The legislators filed their request today with the Secretary of State's office, just a week before the June 7th primary, and just 2 weeks after a federal judge struck down Montana's voter-approved limits. The Secretary of State has 5 days to begin surveying the 150 members of the House and Senate. 76 lawmakers must vote yes to hold a special session. Lawmakers would also consider closing what some consider a loophole that, in effect, allows political parties to pay the salaries of campaign staffers and provide unlimited in-kind personnel services. It would cost about $92,000 to reconvene the legislature for a one-day session and $44,000 for each additional day. The last time a special session was convened was in September of 2007, when the legislature met for a single day to budget money for fire suppression and disaster relief. In the race for Montana's open Supreme Court seat, District Judge Dirk Sandifer's campaign has raised significantly more than the other two candidates running. Sandifer has raised nearly $250,000, compared to $94,000 for University of Montana law professor Kristen Juris and Great Falls attorney Eric Mills, who's raised just $300. The top two vote-getters in the June 7th primary advance to the general election. Two programs at Montana Tech and Butte will now offer degrees, potentially attracting more students to the school. The Montana Standard reports that Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs and Provost Doug Abbott said last week that Tech will begin offering degree programs in civil and mechanical engineering. The only other university in the state offering those degrees is Montana State University in Bozeman. The upgrade will not require Tech to add more faculty or space. Abbott says the new degrees could draw up to 100 students to each program. Together, the programs currently enroll about 200 students, not including 100 or so freshman general engineering students. The first students with the new degrees will graduate in December of 2016. Jack Horner, the paleontologist who helped the world understand how dinosaurs lived, plans to retire from Bozeman's Museum of the Rockies in June. Horner discovered the world's first dinosaur embryos, the Western Hemisphere's first dinosaur eggs, and led groundbreaking research into the growth and development of young dinosaurs. Horner spent 34 years building one of the top dinosaur collections in the world at Museum of the Rockies, and now says he wants to focus on teaching and writing. The museum had 8 dinosaur specimens when he arrived in 1982. Now he says it is full with 35,000 specimens. He was also Steven Spielberg's technical advisor on the Jurassic Park movies. The 69-year-old Horner will still be hunting for dinosaur fossils part-time as he helps the University of Washington fill its new museum. Most public safety employees, including sheriff's deputies, remain on strike in Mineral County today. 16 county workers, including jail and 911 dispatch staff, started picketing in front of the county courthouse in Superior yesterday. Union Representative Sean Fontaine says they notified county commissioners of their intent to strike Friday. Speaking from the picket line today, Fontaine said striking employees share the public safety concerns others in the county have with deputies and dispatchers off the job.
There's been some former detention and dispatch officers that have gone in and are working inside right now. And even though they were union members, I mean, I've talked to them and they said, you know, look, we're not trying to break your strike. We're just out here to make sure that the public's taken care of. So that made everyone on the picket line feel better.
Fontaine says Montana Highway Patrol is also providing extra emergency coverage if needed. He said Mineral County's public safety workers want better compensation to reduce rapid turnover and for county commissioners to offer them at least 2-year contracts instead of new ones every year. Mineral County commissioners declined MTPR's request for interviews today. In a press release, they said that, quote, on May 13th, Mineral County made what it considered a fair offer to employees at the sheriff's office after considering the financial condition of the county and the interests of all of the county's employees. Unfortunately, demands for the county's limited resources are increasing faster than financial resources available to the county. A copy of the full press release is available at our website, mtpr.org. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant.